Blog Talk Radio.
Upon thy right hand.
Oh, I bless your name today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't thank you enough. I feel the presence of God. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. But truly, our help comes from the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I release the powers that's within me to go forth and do this segment, amen, of my ministry, amen. Hallelujah, for it's not my ministry, but it's God's ministry. I'm just a yielded vessel. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for stepping in and ministering to me. Even last night, amen, as you ministered to me, and hallelujah, and let me understand more and more about how the Spirit operates and how we must be as spirit beings. We are no longer in the flesh, so we can't carry out and react in the flesh, and I thank you. So, amen, you had me to stop a segment of In the Beginning, Genesis 1, so I can do a teaching, amen, of living a spirit life, amen. And I had written all of the things that I preach on the blog talk, basically, and whenever I go into churches or wherever I minister, it's literally coming from God, amen, and a lot of them, amen, are coming from a book that I have written or started I wanted to express, amen, concerning what God say about his people. You see, I'm not a respect the person. I love all of God's people. I love the whites, the blacks, the Jews, the Gentiles, whatever you want to call them, Chinese, Hispanic, Japanese, Asians, the Jamaicans, the Africans. I love them all. And the reason why I love them all is because God first love me. And he put down in me the agape love. I'm not looking at the filio or the all the things that the flesh want to indulge itself in. So when I speak out of love and out of what God has given me in order to build the body. I don't tear the body down, I build it up. I will correct, amen, as God give me to correct. Because when you correct, you're literally opening up the eyes of people so that they can see what the Spirit is saying to the Spirit so that it would operate in a more perfect way. I just thank God for this segment, amen, and you're going to be able to understand more about your spirit man than ever before, amen. And I just give God the glory. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. I give you praise. I give you all the honor and all the glory. I give you praise, God, because you're worthy to be praised. I thank you, Lord God, for the move of the Spirit and the opening, amen, of our understanding so that it might be enlightened by the truth, because the truth will set you free. And, Father God, I ask you to touch the lives, those that are sick with AIDS, cancer, all kind of sickness in their bodies, those that are incarcerated, those that are going through all kind of mental and spiritual attacks, amen, and those that are going through the financial difficulties and all the traumas that they have received in the churches and then the hurts that they have received by various other people. Lord God, let them understand that everybody that speaks into their lives don't mean that they're hurting, trying to hurt, but they're trying to help. Amen. And we have acquired a taste that once bitten, always bitten. But no, everybody ain't wrong. Everybody's not trying to hurt. Everybody's not trying to tear down. But everybody, amen, that's truly called of you, Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to anoint them the more that they might understand how to deal with the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I just want to praise you, God. I want to lift you up. I'm excited, amen, about this teaching. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It was written, amen, over 14 years ago, amen, as I sit in my little office in my home in Texas. And I do a lot of writing because I am a prophetess. And God called me, and he told me literally what I was. Amen, a prophetess. Amen, as well as he gave me the office of a pastor. And the office of a pastor was to set up so that I could do the things that I needed to do freely. Amen, up under my covering that he had appointed me to have because I had been rejected so much by other ministers and ministries. And I began to understand why. Because when the spirit man is not developed, it will fight everything. It will fight against everybody. But the spirit man supposed to only war against Satan. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, you take over my mouth, my mind, my will, and my emotions, and don't let me walk in my flesh. Amen. Don't let me walk in the soulish realm, but let me walk in the spirit realm so that I can edify the body of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I bless your name, God. I bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I know I was feeling. And the emptiness I tried so hard to hide, though I lost and said my life was fine without you. I was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day someone told me of your mercy and the love you showed that day on Calvary. There you died, purchased my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit tomorrow, knowing you are everything.
I just can't get that that text to play. So
ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the Brooklyn
Amen.
Tabernacle Choir.
Thank God. This is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Amen. I want to play some music that will.
Thank you.
time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of pain,
in the midst of
Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, we as the body of Christ have been bruised so bad by various attacks, amen, that the enemy has placed and put before us and put on us until we go into a shell of begin to fight against each other in a way whereas it's not logical, because anything outside of God and His will, it becomes it's not logical. It holds no validity. It don't help with what God is has it intended for mankind. And I have to be very careful how I speak what I'm speaking and the words that I speak, because I'm not here to offend anybody, but the spirit life, amen, is being torn down by Satan, by what we perceive or what we think that something is going on or something is said. And that's why God told me this morning, amen, to teach on the series of living a spirit life. Our spirit man has been torn up by Satan. And yes, he uses people to do it. But we're going to have to discern. We're going to have to learn how to discern the difference between what is good and evil and what is literally what good does and what evil does. We don't know what is good and what is evil. We think good is evil and evil is bad. And then to realize in our ministries the various strategies that Satan tried to do to try to destroy our relationship with God, our relationship in our marriages, our relationship with the saints, and our relationship with, amen, with the Holy Spirit, because, amen, a lot of people don't want the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is the guide and the teacher. A lot of people don't want Jesus Christ. Amen. They don't want to believe that God is God. And that's one of the Satan's biggest strategies, saints, is to try to prove that he is the God of everything. The Bible says he's the God of this world. But he wants to prove that he's the God of everything and that God never existed. And so when our spirit man is messed up, when we're not living a spirit life, amen, then we begin to fall into all kind of traps that the enemy is trying to do. I look at, you know, the vastness of God's power and how excellent he is in his wisdom and knowledge, amen, in order to create us, even down to the intricate parts of the little veins and the blood vessels and the arteries, the cells, and how the body grow, the bones, amen, and the marrow in it. Life, amen, conception begins in the matrix. It begins, amen, in the womb. And a lot of people don't understand when a person, amen, is impregnated, amen, with a child. That's a secret thing that's manifested. It's made known through the months that the child grows into the body of that person. And then it comes out, amen, it's birthed forth as a boy or a girl. And we don't understand the magnitude and the power and the awesomeness of God. And then we don't understand his love, that he continues to cause more women to birth forth children, amen, in such a world that's corrupt and doing everything in order to, amen, bring in his seed so that they can minister to the people that are doing everything. So we as the body of Christ need to understand what God's role is and what, amen, we play as far as partakers of this Christian walk. Amen. So I want to literally, I started this series when I first started Blog Talk. Amen. And I want to literally tell you what living a spirit life is and the various topics that we will begin to teach about. Amen. Praise God. People are delicate and you can't hurt them. People are delicate and you can't attack them because you feel that it's a worthy to attack another human being. It's a hard thing to hurt one another. It's cruel. So the Bible say, in order for us to live a spirit life, amen, God is a spirit, amen. So we're going to speak about, amen, God, amen, and his sovereignty. And then we're going to speak about humans, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And praise God. Then we're going to teach on, amen, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Humans dealing with the fleshly side, amen. Because we don't even know our flesh. We don't know what it has in it as far as, you know, we know we humans and all that, but the fleshly side of us is basically dealing with our touch and smell, amen, our sight and taste. And our ears to listen, our arms and feet, amen, the upper and lower torso, front and back, male and female, human, young and old, short and tall, fat and skinny, all of this makes up the humans, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the fleshly side of us. And then the spirit man, we need to know about our spirit man. And what is the function of the spirit man? What is the spirit man? What does it do? How does it operate? What is the functioning of it? Amen. And it's called Ruach, R-U-A-C-H. I can't pronounce it. And in Hebrew, and it's called P-N-E-U-M-A. Puma in Greek, amen. Praise God. I wish I could pronounce these Hebrew words, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then the functioning and the operation of the spirit man, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The desires of the spirit man, and it should take on all the connotations of God, amen. Satan's attack on the spirit man, as well as we're going to teach on his attack on the flesh, amen. And then, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I have to go to my notes. Praise God. I give you praise, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Praise God. I give you praise, God. The function and operation of the spirit man, okay. The desires of the spirit man, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Satan's attack on the spirit man, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God. We're going to touch all of these various, amen, topics in order for you to know your existence, why you exist, and what's going on the inside of you, and how do you overcome what Satan has done. Amen. You know, God is, the sovereignty of God is so great. You know, I just can't understand how we can neglect such a great point of salvation as we have received from him. Amen. He is perfect in all his ways and holy. Ecclesiastes 12:13 cannot speak. And I literally cannot speak any plainer than that. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. The Bible said for us to fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring everything, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. He'll bring it up. Amen. He'll let us know and understand. Amen. To the entirety of it. Amen. For our whole duty is to serve God. Amen. And his sovereignty. Amen. And now I'm going to tell you, God was at the beginning of creation. And I'm speaking about God. That was the first thought today. Amen. The first topic today. And praise God. The Bible say that in the beginning, God, thank you, Jesus. In the beginning, God, that's Genesis chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. And as I teach you and give you some great information on God, amen, it's gonna be an eye-opener. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In the beginning was God. There is no other God. There is no other deity. I don't care what nobody say. Amen. In reference to Satan being a God, he's not a God. He cannot create. The only thing that he can do is do harm. Inside of him is nothing but evil. It's darkness. Darkness. That's why the Bible tells us in the book of John. If you have your Bibles, and you need to, this is a study, amen, and you're going to have to take, amen, and literally listen to what the Spirit is saying. Because our spirit man has been torn up, amen, and we thinking people are attacking us, and we thinking people are doing us evil, but that's the enemy trying to come in because our minds has been literally torn up. Our spirit man has been messed up, and it will begin to fight. When the Bible said we're not supposed to fight against each other. So John chapter 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Amen. That darkness, amen, that was, amen, in us was through Satan and what he had done to God's people. Amen. At the beginning of creation, when he messed up Adam, then it flowed through every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Amen. And now we walk in a state where as darkness want to reign over God and his will. And so we don't walk in love. We don't walk in forgiveness. We don't walk in peace of mind. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't walk, amen, in the things that, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that God has appointed us to walk in as a spirit being. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But we walk in, amen, a tore up, messed up spirit. Amen, that believes everything that Satan says. Amen. You can be teaching a word, and the devil will tell you, well, he's talking about me, and I don't want to fool with her no more because she's saying something about me. No, she ain't saying nothing about you. She's saying how the devil operates, how he does wicked things, if she's a true or he's a true person of God. Because I'm going to tell you, I can't take nothing with me as far as my relationship with God, but the truth. Amen. So I begin to learn how to be developed as far as my character. Amen. And my mindset is concerned. Everybody don't want to hurt you. Everybody ain't out to stab you. Everybody ain't out to cause harm to you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, we spoke about how darkness and what he tried to do, and it started at the beginning. But there is only one God, amen, and I want you to get your Bibles, amen, if you don't have them. And I want you to follow along right along with me because this is going to help you, amen. And you keep these notes, then you can refer back to them. Who is God? He is creator, amen, thank you, Jesus. He is literally the supreme being. Amen. He is not an angel. Amen. And okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 10 and verse 17. I give God the glory today. Thank you, Jesus. Because we really need to understand, amen, God and his will. Amen. And how we as the body of Christ, if we're not developed, we'll destroy each other and do the will of Satan instead of God. Amen. And not only that, but if our spirit man is not developed, when we go out, amen, and preach and teach the word, like a lot of pastors are doing, they're carrying all of their hurts from the past, how people have hurt them, into the ministry, amen, and everybody that comes before them, the seeds, those people are being corrupt right along with that pastor or that teacher or that evangelist, amen, and shipwrecking the body. That's why you see pastors, when they preach hard, and they preach out of their hurt. We're not supposed to preach out of our hurts, but we are supposed to preach by the Spirit of God so that, amen, the body can be tempered and understand, amen, how to operate in the spirit realm. We are supposed to be so totally developed characterly so that, amen, when you do hear things that might offend you or you might not understand, you're not going to take and persecute that person because they're saying something, but it's going to be to you like water rolling off a duck back. Amen. That means it don't take, amen, it can't penetrate through your spirit and your soul. God don't want that. God don't want, amen, you to take what somebody ministered and then begin to try to fight against the will of God. God don't want you to take and hurt one another, but he calls us together in unity. Amen. For the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body. Amen. So, amen, this teaching is very important. And I told you, amen, God is the supreme being. And then we look at who is God, Deuteronomy 10, verse, 17. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God is God of gods. Amen. Listen to what the scripture is saying. And Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not person nor take rewards. You can't buy God. He don't have no respect of person. He didn't make the white man only to Lord or to do, but he made the black man, amen, and all others, amen, not the Lord, amen, but to be a part of his great army and a part of his great ministry. But yet and still as a body, amen, of Christ, amen, be it any color, amen, we begin to fight against the men that and the women that are in the army, fight against the soldiers. How can you be a foot soldier and stand up, amen, and before you fight your enemy, you're fighting your friend? Before you're fighting, amen, your enemy, you're trying to tear down the very fiber that God has put close to you to be a part of, amen, thank you, Jesus, his army in order to defeat Satan. The Bible said we don't wrestle, we don't contend against flesh and blood, but against principalities and their power, spiritual wickedness, and high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. That means at no given time am I supposed to sit up and fight you. So somewhere down the line, the spirit man is messed up and has been torn up through various other ministries, various other so-called friends, various other so-called associates that did not allow their character to be developed. One of the things that Paul did when Jesus called him on the road to Damascus, amen, that bright light shining in him, amen, he picked up and he tried to run right after that. God took and sit him down. He said, no, you're not ready. You need to be trained. Let me train you. John the Baptist stayed in the wilderness until the time of his showing so that he wouldn't go in there with no messed up, tore up spirit, a belief of anything. God kept him segregated away from around everybody so that he can hear only from the Lord. So when all of these other voices come in, then he would not hear to those voices telling him, oh, she after you, man, or, oh, she after you, woman. No, she ain't doing nothing but doing the will of God. And if you develop enough, then you'll understand that God, amen, will must go on. We delay God because we don't know who he is. We delay the call on our lives. We tear up our lives so much that we always have to go before him repenting, amen, for something that we did that we shouldn't have did because we're listening to other voices. I'm so developed now, and I give God the glory, that I can hear these other voices. I was laying in my bed the other night, and this is not the first time. Amen. Praise God. And I heard just conversation after conversation after conversation. Then I heard another conversation. And so another day, I laid up there and I heard conversation after conversation. I couldn't hear what they were saying because it was so low, but it was loud enough to hear the conversation. It was the enemy talking. It was Satan talking. So I said, okay, I bind that devil up in the name. We as the body of Christ don't know how to fight warfare. So anyway, I went on, amen, and I heard the enemy talk again another day. And he was saying some things, and I was, and so he thought he was bold enough to get close to me and begin to talk in my mind. I said, wait a minute, devil. I said, you ain't talking to me because I'm assigned by God, and I do what God tell me to do, and that's what I do. This thing, this demon wants you to stop preaching the gospel because of somebody's spirit that was torn up by other people that want to bring it into the ministry or want to do things. But I got to be so disciplined in my spirit, man, that I will know that, amen, they're not talking about me, or they're not trying to point the finger at me, or they're not trying to do this, but they are literally doing the will of God. And then you got those that are out there, oh, my God, my son call him a name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can't think of it right now to come. But they are literally sent by Satan, and they are mingling in with the saints, and you can't discern them from John to Mary. And they literally planting seeds of unrighteousness in you in order for it to grow so it can start pointing the finger at those that are truly saints, that truly love you. So we bind up the power of the enemy, and we learn who God is. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In the 18th verse, he said, he doeth execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widows, and loveth the strangers, in giving him food and raiment. This is the kind of God that we are. Satan ain't gonna never give you nothing. He's gonna cause you to walk in poverty. Love ye therefore the strangers, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Amen. Him shall thou serve, and him shall thou cleave and swear by his name. Ah, oh, my God. He is thy praise. He is thy God. Thou, my God, my God, that had done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then if you go into the book of Job, amen, we need to know who God is before we can do anything else. A lot of us don't even know who he is. A lot of us haven't had relationship with him. Amen. We heard the call, picked it up, and ran with it and began to shipwreck. Amen. And then when we shipwreck, we want to blame people. When we go through stuff, we want to blame people. I tell you again, you don't contend with the saints. You contend with the enemy. I'll go to God in a minute. I ain't going to go and gossip to you with nobody else. I don't tell my apostle friend anything else. I don't tell my so-called friends, amen, that are around me anything. I don't tell the saints, amen, and I have two sons that are real close to me. I don't run my mouth to them. They can never tell you that I gossip about them, about anybody that is in my ministry or on Blog Talk or any other place. The thing that I do is go to God in prayer. And when I go to God in prayer, that issue or that concern that's been troubling me, He will begin to give me a clarity and an understanding on it so that I won't kill out myself and the people that are around me. I don't take it to man. I have learned, amen, how to deal with it and allow God to develop my character. God literally segregated me from people for a long time, for many years, amen, and he literally had me to, amen, stay up under his words and stay up under his teaching. And I'm going to tell you something. During those years, I made a many mistakes. I made a many mistakes because I couldn't discern. Satan had messed up my discernment. And I couldn't discern the difference between the good and the evil. And I had to learn like a baby. I had to crawl like a baby. Amen. And before I could walk. Amen. And begin to allow God to develop those gifts in me. And to allow him to purge out all of that evil that Satan had tried to put in me. Amen. So as I stayed in the wilderness like Paul, amen, did, he had so much evil in him, he was given permission to kill the saints. He was killing people. Amen. But when God purged that evil out of him, he became the greatest orator. Amen. He wrote many books. Every Christian that have worth in them is a writer. You're going to write journals. You're going to write books. You're going to write about your experiences, whether they be good or evil, but you're going to write them because they are, amen, for you to refer back to and say, yeah, I've been there, and I know, and I understand that, and I ain't going that way no more. We know, amen, who God is, and I told you, Job 9 and 32, praise God. We got to get this thing, amen, in order. We got to get it set in order, saints, because, amen, we're killing each other. We're hurting each other, amen, and not knowing that it's from the enemy. And not knowing, amen, that the enemy is the one that's literally, amen, doing this wicked. Amen. So we, as the body of Christ, if we understand how to get developed, amen, and allow God to utilize us, amen, and then and only then can we stand forth and do the will of the Lord, amen, without being offended. Amen. Jesus, amen, the Bible literally says, the offense going to come. But woe be unto those that offend you, amen, because if you literally fighting against God, amen, and his people, you're not going to stand. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to hurt for one, and I'm afraid to hurt God's people for another because I've been there. I've been hurt so bad. I've been tricked, amen, and deceived so bad by so-called pastors, amen, and so-called friends until, amen, I wondered, amen, how I was going to get over, how I was going to make it, and God brought me. I yielded to God. I humbled myself. I mean, I made myself literally known to God that I wanted to serve him, and in doing so, he began to develop my character so that, amen, when I stood, I didn't stand in the flesh, but I stood in the will. Amen. Praise God. Let us stand in the will today, saints. In Job 9, amen, 32, the verse 32, it says, for he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any dazed man before us that might lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak and not fear him, but it is not so with me. Job was literally saying, I know who God is. I'm going to stay in my integrity instead of taking the lower nature and fighting against him. Amen. Praise God. But I'm going to stay before the Lord, and whatever God allowed to happen to me, I'm not going to falsely accuse him. We are falsely accusing the body. We are imagining a thing, amen, that's not true. And God wants us to set things in order, amen, as far as who God is, his sovereignty, amen, and how to have a developed, amen, spirit man so that we won't hurt and tear down one another. Amen. So this is basically, amen, about developing the spirit man, amen, and living a spirit life. It has nothing to do with friendship. It has nothing to do with buddy-buddy, amen. It has nothing to do with none of those things. It has something to do with the will of God and getting our characters developed because, amen, we're supposed to be in the harvest. But we are so busy, amen, working right along with Satan, planting in evil tares, amen, in the body of Christ that is crushing the wheat. Have a great day, and I will be back with you again on Monday with this. I took away, amen, in the beginning, Genesis 1 for a season because God told me, say, I want you to teach on living a spirit life, amen, because so many people are hurting and dying, amen, because of their spirit man not being developed. Amen. When your spirit man is developed, you'll be able to stand against anything. God bless you. Love you.